Welcome to the Eating Habits for Life podcast. If you're a career woman struggling with overeating, emotional eating, or weight loss, you're in the right place. I'm Kate, a coach and former physician assistant, and I'll help you break free from those habits and build a healthier, more confident life. Let's dive into today's episode. Hi there. Welcome to the Eating Habits for Life podcast. My apologies for my voice. I'm getting hit hard with allergies. And today it's actually better than it was over the last few days. So I can be grateful that I can actually talk. So today you and I are diving into a topic that's super close to my heart and crucial for you if you're looking to transform your eating habits, even if it's just one specific eating behavior or habit. So I'm talking about how your thoughts and emotions shape your eating habits. This is such an important area because, believe it or not, the way you think can really shape the way you eat. So understanding this will help you to change the way you eat. So let's get into it. I'll also be giving you 5 steps to find and change thoughts that ultimately affect your eating behaviors so that you can get better control of your eating habits. And I'm sharing some client stories so you can understand the steps in action and get some examples that you can also identify with. So a lot of people don't realize just how powerful their thoughts are when it comes to eating habits. It's not just about what you eat or how much you eat, like as far as the actions with specific foods or volume. It's about why you eat, and why you eat really boils down to thoughts, okay? Lots of things that these thoughts come from, right? But your thoughts. So your thoughts, whether conscious or subconscious, play a massive role in your eating behaviors. If you constantly think, I need that snack to feel better, or I deserve this treat because I've had a hard day, those thoughts drive your actions. And over time, they can lead to habits that are hard to break. I can personally attest to this because those were the thoughts that I discovered going on in my head when I was emotionally eating and using food as a reward for a challenging day. Now, at the time, I didn't realize it. I only learned this as I learned more about myself and about eating behaviors and thoughts. So I want you to be able to pick this up sooner than I did, which is what I plan to help you with in this episode. First, I want to briefly explain the mind-body connection. So every thought you have creates an emotion in your body. An emotion is just a collection of sensations in your body. So those sensations cause you to do or not do something, meaning an emotion causes a behavior, and that includes eating behaviors. So that's how your thoughts and emotions are connected to your eating behavior. So that's why the link between thoughts and eating behaviors or eating habits is so powerful. Now, once an eating behavior has become a habit, there's not like so much, it just occurs very automatically. So it's a lot more like subconscious rather than conscious thoughts, but it all originally starts from thoughts. So we can always go back to the thoughts and emotions to break up that eating habit. So let me give some examples. When I was super stressed out as a PA in my very first job, I'd think about the snacks I'd have later that night to make me feel better. I'd get like an immediate feeling of relief in my body just thinking about it. Now, I wasn't aware that I had the thought, I need snacks to make me feel better. But this is what was essentially going on in my brain. So then my brain started connecting snacks with relief without even having to eat the snack. So I would anticipate, right? So as soon as I thought about the snack, my brain would connect snacks with relief because when I ate snacks and felt that temporary relief, that's when that link started to form. Right. And then every time, of course, when I did eat snacks and felt that temporary relief, because it's never actually truly addressing like the issue in the first place, it just reinforced to my brain that snacks create relief. So What did my brain decide to do? It kept that as a tool to help relieve my stress. And then it created a habit out of it so that I was automatically snacking at night to, quote unquote, relieve my stress. My brain just decided to put that activity on autopilot because the link had formed and I did it so repetitively, right? And also, too, I always did the snacking. Like at the end of the day, I'd come home, I'd maybe go for a run, I'd shower, I would take care of some things I needed to take care of, make myself some dinner, of course. And then I would sit on the couch at like 8, you know, maybe 9 o'clock at night to relax, and I would grab that snack first, right? So I was always doing it in the same time of day, and it was always like on the couch, right? So that really just strengthens that link and makes it more likely that it'll become a habit over time. So my brain, unfortunately, thought snacks were a fabulous treatment for my stress because it only thought about the short-term relief, not what it might be doing long-term, which is actually quite normal. That's the primitive part of the brain in action. We all have that part of the brain, even animals. And that part of the brain is concerned with increasing pleasure, avoiding discomfort or pain or danger to keep you alive, and saving energy. All three of these things actually kept our species alive. So they were actually very, very important things, very crucial things, right? And so that part of the brain, though, is not concerned so much with the fact that I was creating a bad eating habit or gaining weight or making my stress work by not truly address it and basically just trying to run away from it by eating the snacks. All right, are you following so far? Now, luckily, we have another part of our brain that can override that primitive part of the brain, and that's called the prefrontal cortex. So the prefrontal cortex, or the PFC for short, is more concerned about long-term health, consequences, goals, etc. It's like the higher level, higher functioning part of the brain that makes better decisions, right? So how do you access the prefrontal cortex? You have access to this all the time, right? So one of the keys to this is just kind of slowing things down and being more intentional, more deliberate with your thoughts and with your behaviors. Because you're more intentional with your thoughts, your emotions are more intentional as well. And when your emotions are more intentional, your behaviors are also. So pretty cool, right? This is all exactly what I help clients with in my one-on-one coaching program. I have a process that is structured yet highly personalized because it helps with your specific thoughts, emotions, and eating behaviors and habits. I actually named it Eat with Intention, Lose Weight Sustainably because that's exactly what it's been helping clients do instead of eating reactively and losing weight in a very sustainable way because you've broken bad eating habits and created healthier ones that work well for you, your desires, your lifestyles, right? So if you're interested to see if it's right for you, just book your free consultation with me using the link in the episode description. So that was a bit of a rabbit hole, but I just want you to know there is help for this if you're really struggling. All right, so I'm going to share some steps for finding the thought patterns that shape your eating habits, the thoughts and emotions. So step number one, every time you feel an urge to eat something, ask yourself what you're feeling. Is it hunger or is it something else? Step number two, if it's something else, what is it? Specifically, what emotion, right? Because before every action, every behavior, there's an emotion. So that can be really helpful to ask yourself what emotion. Step number three, and by the way, that emotion just can simply be like a desire just because you know something tastes delicious, right? But also ask yourself if there's like another emotion in there as well. Step number three, find the thought that is making you feel the emotion. So let's just say it's desire and you can't find any other emotion. There's still going to be a thought creating that desire for you. Step number four is question if that thought is 100% true, okay? A lot of times it isn't. The other thing too is that if you really feel that it is true, then I would just consider asking yourself if it's a helpful thought to have that leads to the result that you want, right? And step number five is decide what you'd like to think instead that will not lead to eating in response. Now, I do recognize that thought work is not easy, nor is breaking bad eating habits, which is why I do what I do to help you with this, right? But I really simplified these steps for you, so give them a try. You will, at the very least, learn a lot, which is huge. And I'll repeat them. So step number one, every time you feel an urge to eat something, ask yourself what you're feeling. Is it hunger or is it something else? Step number two, if it's something else, what is it? Specifically, what emotion? Step number three, find the thought that's creating that emotion. Step number four, question if that thought is 100% true, or if you'd like to continue thinking that thought, right? Like, is it leading to the result that you want or the eating behavior that you think will help you get the results that you want, right? And then step number five is decide what you'd like to think instead that will not lead to eating in response. All right. So now for some client stories. My client, we'll just call her Sarah, just for confidentiality purposes, recently found that she wasn't actually hungry for the food she was eating about 80 to 90% of the time, if I'm recalling correctly. So 80 to 90% of the time she was eating, she wasn't actually hungry. She started discovering why this was. Sometimes it was just because she was used to serving herself a certain amount of food. Sometimes it was due to colleagues offering her food so she'd eat it. And now, mind you, with both of these things, there's still always a thought there that still prompts you to feel a certain way and then to do a certain thing, to eat, right? She discovered sometimes it was due to desire, something just looking good. So she might have had the thought, oh my God, that's my favorite. I want some right now, right? And then sometimes it was due to stress and anxiety. So she really had a light bulb moment when I had her question herself every time she went to eat. She learned a lot. And now through those first couple of steps, plus coaching and tools she's already learned, she's already down almost 20 pounds in just the 4 weeks we've been working together. And more importantly, feeling more in control and proud of her progress so far with eating habits. Another client, we'll call her Michelle, realized that she was getting takeout, mainly fast food, whenever she was feeling down, anxious, or stressed that day at work. So she would order it when leaving work and pick it up on the way home. She would eat all of it, then feel not so great physically, and then ashamed emotionally after the fact. Now, she wasn't having conscious thoughts of let's order fast food to try to relieve the stress. She just knew she felt an urge when she felt badly to order fast food. But now she has learned to identify the emotion, tell herself it's okay to feel it, and then she doesn't feel a strong urge to order fast food due to stress. Therefore, she hasn't in a very long time, and she's implemented tools that I've taught her to help her with this. And so instead, since she does enjoy takeout, she intentionally plans to get takeout ahead of time and only eats what she's actually hungry for, easily saving the rest for the next day, or if there's just a little bit left, throwing it out. So she uses her prefrontal cortex to make higher level decisions and be very deliberate, very intentional, rather than reactive. So see how you can still have the foods you enjoy, but it's done in a much healthier way. You're eating it due to hunger and not something else. You're actually making a future-focused decision and feeling in control of your actions because you're overriding that habit part of the brain, the more primitive part. All right, so that's what I have for you on how thoughts and emotions shape your eating habits. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with a friend or leave a rating or review. The rating takes about 2 seconds and the review takes about a minute. In the review, I'd love to hear what results you've gotten by applying what you've learned in any of these podcast episodes, or even if you've just discovered more about your eating habits by listening to the show. It's so fun to hear, and it allows you to share your wins. So fun. And if you're ready to take the next step in transforming your eating habits, book a free consultation with me. Let's discover those underlying causes and create a personalized strategy just for you, and something that'll work with you, your goals, your lifestyle, your challenges, your desires, right? The link is in the episode description. Take care, and I'll talk with you next week. Before you jump into the next episode, if you're feeling stuck in the cycle of frustration and disappointment with your eating habits, you don't have to stay there. Let's make change simple, not overwhelming. Book your free consult now. Just tap the link in the show notes.